This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I have the cover of USA Today here in front of me with their weekend edition. Trump's cabinet of disruptors ready to go. That's right. They're going to disrupt the new world order, ladies and gentlemen. Things Trump is delivering on in spades, and he has committed to the American people, he's committed to me, I'm going to just leave it at that so the media doesn't have another heyday with it, that he's going to deliver or basically die trying. He is going all out, and that's why we're seeing this unprecedented move right now to disrupt the inauguration and to actually try to sell the American people and overthrow Trump. The establishment, the globalists are trying to convince themselves that they can try some coup. But remember, in the last month, I've been warning you that they're trying to launch a new government, COG, basically Operation Valkyrie. They used COG in 1944 to try to kill Hitler, their new government system, but it backfired. Well, they've turned that around now. They're acting like Trump is illegitimate. They're trying to sell COG through rogue groups in the government to convince them that what they're doing is okay and normal. And I've said the left is openly behind the scenes calling for martial law and the arrest of Trump or the blocking of Trump and then a, quote, new election. That's why Homeland Security last week announced the federalization and total control of elections. People said, well, he'll be gone in 10 days or so, you know, last week or 12 days, whatever it was. But see, not if they suspend this election and say it was fraudulent. They're seriously thinking about it. Now, Rosie O'Donnell is one of the top people in the New York Hollywood scene. She's a has-been, but she's a darling with the elites. And she has put out an article in Yahoo. She has come out and openly said that she wants the election suspended because she's a, quote, Russian agent until that can be cleared up. Of course, it'll never be cleared up. They're the ones running with this info. And that she wants martial law in place. Now, CNN just 3 weeks ago had a talking point that they put out that I put a lot of attention on where they said civil emergency, national emergency. I then talked to my sources at CNN. We also have sources inside ABC News. I'm going to stop right there. And they said that they are seriously wargaming, just like they got caught before the Gulf War both times in 1991 and 2003, wargaming the attacks with the exact targets drilled beforehand with a seamless integration of federal government, Pentagon media through the media. Now you see it actually materializing. I first began to tell you over a month ago that the CNN, the ABC, and others were going to start promoting the idea of a civil emergency, a national security emergency, a continuity of government emergency, or a COG. Now, under a COG, if a president was actually a foreign agent and that was confirmed, you'd have to have congressional emergency hearings and things like that for it to be constitutional. The shadow government, the deep state that is publicly attacking Trump now, doesn't intend to go that route because they are the deep state. They are actually the foreigners. They're actually the globalists. They're actually the people that have infiltrated the government and are overthrowing our republic. Trump is returning the republic. Trump is trying to disrupt the globalist operation to impoverish us and make us vassal slaves. I was told over a month ago by sources inside CNN, inside ABC, and others, they said, Alex, you are dead on. We are up here wargaming civil unrest in and around the inauguration, Trump being arrested, Trump being indicted, the news announcing he's a Russian spy, basically overthrowing the president, putting it into a constitutional crisis, and a national emergency being declared. It's been intensifying with these rogue intelligence agencies coming out with reports that Russians turned off the East Coast power, or the Russians planned to turn off the East Coast, or that they had a laptop, and then, okay, the laptop didn't even have the software on it. It's all totally made up. We've seen hoax after hoax after hoax after hoax.
Sit here and take it anymore. today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
I see your hair is burning.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host on this Martin Luther King Day, January the 16th, 2017. And of course, as part of Martin Luther King, I believe it was celebration of that. I believe it was an effort by John Lewis and Chuck Todd to try to revive this Trump is a racist, if you voted for him, you're a racist meme that's going on. That is coming apart. His idea that Trump is not legitimate, trying to recycle yet again, the Russians did it, the hack and everything, that is all coming apart. Even the idea that they're going to boycott, some of them are going to boycott, you know, even Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are going to boycott the inauguration. And so we've got Bernie Sanders now saying that he will attend the inauguration. He says, saying that the Trump presidency is illegitimate is nothing but words. He said, those are just words, said Bernie Sanders. Right now, what my job is going beyond media conflicts and the words to say that Donald Trump, among other things, told the American people he would not cut Social Security and so forth and so on. In other words, he said, I want to focus on policy. I want to make sure that Donald Trump does the things that he said he's going to do. Yeah, that's right. If you want to have a discussion about policy, whether you agree with Donald Trump or you disagree with Donald Trump, that's fair game. That's always fair game. And, of course, there are areas where Bernie Sanders says, hey, I agree with Donald Trump on TPP. And he may not agree with Donald Trump on TPP for exactly the same reasons, but they both agree that it's not a good thing and they can do a better deal. And they may have a disagreement as to how that final trade agreement would look with various nations. But the bottom line is that he would work with Donald Trump. As I pointed out yesterday when I talked about John Lewis, John Lewis opposed NAFTA. And he also opposed the NSA when George Bush was doing it. But when Barack Obama did it, he didn't have a problem with the NSA. John Lewis also opposed the year 2000 China trade agreement. So those are areas where he could work with Donald Trump, but instead he's chosen to play the race card. He's chosen to try to double down and delegitimize the Trump presidency, unlike Bernie Sanders. You know, Bernie Sanders has a good point here in saying that he's not going to come back and call it illegitimate. I think that he understands that the mainstream media hacked the primaries for Hillary. The DNC hacked the primaries for Hillary. Why don't we ever hear anybody talk about that? You know, Breitbart has a story out. Was Hillary Clinton's nomination legitimate? Was she a legitimate candidate? And here's a person who violated national security in so many different ways. She should have been facing trial, not an election. That's truly the idea. And they said, so here's six reasons why she was not legitimate as a nominee. They said, first of all, the Democrats rigged the primary. We saw that with the leak of that information. That's what they don't want you to focus on. It's what was exposed. And so they create this conspiracy theory about the Russians so that you don't look at that. You don't look at their superdelegate system. You don't look at the money machine. You don't look at the media hacking it for Hillary. What about the Russians? You didn't prove the Russians did, but we do have proof that the media colluded with Hillary. So they rigged the nomination against Bernie Sanders. And, of course, they broke and bent the law to keep her running for president instead of putting her on trial. That's the key thing that you need to take away from all of this. So, of course, it was the Democrats who hacked the nomination away from Bernie Sanders. That's one of the things a lot of people were upset about, one of the reasons why she lost. But then this is also interesting as we've got coming up for Martin Luther King Day. John Lewis makes this failed attempt to labeled Trump as a racist. Martin Luther King's niece came out today and is reported by American Thinker. I voted for Trump, she said. That's Alveda King. We've interviewed her multiple times here on the Alex Jones Show. Alex has had her on several times because she's a person of principle. She's not a political hack. So that's the difference. John Lewis, and when he was 25 years old, he did a lot of things that made him a legend in the civil rights movement. Did some good things. But now, here we are, after 30 years as a congressman, what has he done? That's Donald Trump's point. And we're going to talk about some of the allegations that this hero-turned-hack has made. But let's take a look first at the statement from Martin Luther King's niece. She is a pro-life leader. That's one of the reasons we have her on here. She understands that abortion is really targeted towards the black community. That was admitted by Margaret Sanger. That has been the focus of the abortion industry. And so she serves as director of civil rights for the unborn. As an African-American outreach for Priests for Life, also the Gospel of Life Ministries, she says she hopes that Mr. Trump will be a pro-life president. Again, somebody who will work with him on issues. Just like we saw Robert Kennedy Jr. say he would work with him on the issue of vaccines. They have profound disagreements on a multitude of issues. But again, coming together on issues in which they agree. Now, when Donald Trump pushed back against the criticisms, the illegitimate criticisms of John Lewis and said, you need to take care of your own district. You need to accomplish something. One of the things that people came back and they said, we had Michael Steele come back and say, of course, a black former chair of the RNC came back and said, don't even go there. You're not even allowed to talk about this guy. He's a hero. Rand Paul said, but wait a minute. We're not attacking his legacy as that. We're just pointing out that he's acting now as a political hack 50 years later. So you don't get immunity for life for doing something like that. Just because you save somebody's life over here and pulling them out of when they're drowning, pulling them out of the canal, doesn't give you license to go down and rob a bank later on. See, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way even for politicians. So here's six false accusations by John Lewis, hero turned hack, according to Breitbart. I think this is pretty good. Remember when John McCain and Sarah Palin were running for office? See if this sounds familiar. He said, Senator McCain and Governor Palin are sowing the seeds of hatred and division. reading off of the same script. He says he's going to suggest that the Republican ticket created a climate for racist terrorism. That was what he said when McCain and Palin were running in 2008. 2010, he falsely claimed the Tea Party demonstrators said the N-word during an anti-Obamacare rally. Remember that? We played that back and forth. There was no evidence of that. 2012, he falsely accused Republicans of wanting to take Americans back to Jim Crow. He gave a speech at the DNC convention in Charlotte that year, and he said he recalled all the times that he'd worked as a freedom rider. And later on, in 2016, he falsely compared Donald Trump to George Wallace. He said, again, you remind me of the people who let the dogs loose on the demonstrators. And yesterday, I played a clip of a report I did 2 years ago about the Southern Poverty Law Center, focusing on how Morris Deese, the founder of Southern Poverty Law Center, was not really focused on civil rights. He was focused on making a lot of money. We call it profits of hate, P-R-O-F-I-T-S. And what we did was we played the segment in there in Montgomery, where the Freedom Riders, who were trying to get the federal government to enforce laws that they had and that had been found constitutional by the Supreme Court against segregating interstate bus transportation. That's what the Freedom Riders were about. They were going to have mixed buses. They were going to drive them through the South, drive them up into Washington, D.C. And as they got into Montgomery, Alabama, the Ku Klux Klan and a bunch of white racists came after them, beat, pull these guys off the bus, beat them, burned the buses. And Morris Deese, the guy who founded the Southern Poverty Law Center, who's always finding the KKK and hate speech everywhere, this guy defended the Ku Klux Klan guy. Then he decided he could make even more money doing mass mailings. And then eventually he got back into the racism business. But on the other side, and see, that's the way the Democrat Party works. It's a party of demagogues. There you go. You see that right there? That guy on the ground, if you're looking at this video? The guy that's being kicked, that wasn't his defendant. That guy was his defendant that was kicking him there. So that's the way these guys work. They can flip on a dime. You know, they just look at where the demographics are flowing and what they want to do. And it's like, okay, well, we were pro-Ku Klux Klan last year. Let's become anti-Ku Klux Klan this year. That's the way Robert Byrd in West Virginia worked. That's the way the Clintons worked. That's the way these guys are working, because they focus on racial identity all the time. It is truly the politics of racism that you see in the Democrat Party. And finally, let's not forget that in 2016, John Lewis said that Bernie Sanders played absolutely no role in the civil rights movement. So he doesn't have a problem with people like Morris Deese, Southern Poverty Law Center, but because he's a political hack and because he was working for the Clintons, he came out and said that Bernie Sanders wasn't involved in the civil rights movement. Remember that? Bernie Sanders came out with the photographs showing him involved in the civil rights movement. That was a guy who really did work in the civil rights movement. But, of course, he was just ignored. Now, one of the reports that Alex was talking about in the last hour, we have an article up on Infowars.com, leaked audio, leftists plot chaos at an inauguration, plan to kick off with a bang. Now, the audio on that is not easy to hear on a radio broadcast. So I'm just going to tell you what they said on that. But we are going to play you a report that came out from Project Veritas today as well. So we've got multiple people that are investigating these plots to do underhanded things to harm people who are trying to celebrate the peaceful transition of power due to an election in this country. They don't like that. These are the Bill Ayers people, the Communist Party of America people, the people that are behind that Disrupt J20 group. It's Bill Ayers in the space. Same, it's, they're doing the same thing, even though these guys may be 70 years old, like Bill Ayers. It's what he was doing with the Weathermen decades and decades ago. Of course, he realized that it was far more effective to get involved in education, to get involved in schools, to propagandize our children, to use the government educational institutions as a way to get these kids early and brainwash them. And remember, it was Bill Ayers and the Weathermen who popularized white skin privilege. What are our children taught at every level now? That's what they're taught. So Bill Ayers is the guy who's really teaching your kids, folks, because he's far more dangerous in the educational system than he ever was when he was hurling bombs in government buildings, for which he somehow escaped punishment. And when we come back, we're going to play, we're going to tell you what that leaked audio had, and we're also going to play you some of the Project Veritas report He's going to be with us for part two tomorrow. They're going to release part two of that undercover investigation. We're going to play part one today, and James O'Keefe is going to be our guest tomorrow when part two comes out from Project Veritas. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
But there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code RADIO to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Big John. Every morning at the mine you could see him arrive. He stood 6'6" and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We've got a special report, part one of an undercover investigation by Project Veritas. James O'Keefe is going to be with us tomorrow on the show live. And he's going to talk about part two as that is released tomorrow. We're going to play part one for you. We also have some leaked audio that we have a transcript of. Again, the audio is not real high quality, so we're going to tell you what's in that about leftists plotting chaos. And that's what we've been getting a lot of information about in the last couple of weeks. A lot of strange things, of course, surrounding this inauguration that we have not seen before in our lifetime. We've got the National Guard head, and there was a lot of back and forth that centered around reports from the Washington Post. First they said one thing, then they said another thing. So that's an interesting aspect there, is the information that's coming out of the Washington Post. And, of course, they're just digging it in deeper and deeper, just like CNN. But before we get to that news, I just want to remind you about the 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative. This is the sale that we began at the beginning of the year. We're about to end this sale. So take advantage of these discounts, anywhere from 20 to 30% off selected products. We've got a lot of products that are on sale at InfoWarsLife.com. Here's some of them. At 20% off, we have Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formulation. It's in a liquid format, so you just put that under your tongue. It's very quickly, easily assimilated into your body, so it's not a lot of pills that you have to take, and that is a great way to get vitamin B12 instead of taking shots, for example. But it's just as effective as the shots. We also have Super Male Vitality at 30% off. We have Brain Force at 30% off. And Survival Shield Nascent Iodine, that is 30% off. Knockout, our natural sleep aid product, is also 20% off. So you can see these specials at InfoWarsLife.com. You can see reviews there. We've got online reviews that customers have written about the product. So take a look at the description of the product. Decide what you need to start off 2017 to get in a habit of making your body healthier. This is a great time for you to establish new habits, and so we're trying to help you do that with some specials anywhere from 20 to 30% off. Also, DNA Force is now back in stock after having been out for over a month. We have put that on sale, 10% off, to help you get back up in stock. We have this available for a limited time. This is an emergency shipment. We'll have a larger shipment coming in later. This shipment is nearly sold out, so also take advantage of that sale while you can. And finally, if you're concerned about supplements that are not going to be available because they come and go based on demand, you can make sure that you always have the products that you want to make part of your health habit to sign up for AutoShip. You get a 10% discount whenever you sign up for AutoShip. You pick the interval that you want to get shipped on. And if your order that you have as part of your AutoShip is more than $50, you'll get free shipping in addition to the 10% discount and the guaranteed delivery. So that's a great way for you to set up your habits at the beginning of this new year, to set up a healthy habit, making sure your body has a good baseline of nutrition and protection from the toxins that you find in the food, your water, and the air. You'll find all that at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, in the short period of time that we got left before we get to the bottom of the hour and take a break, this leaked audio, we're going to play the Project Veritas video when we come back. But this is an article that's up on InfoWars.com today. Leaked audio of leftists plotting chaos at the inauguration, planning to kick it off with a bang. Now, these are people that are part of this group, Disrupt J20. And this is the people who were plotting to do something in and around Vice President-elect Mike Pence's house. They say, this is our first big activist plan. And they say, we got a bunch of folks who are going to be organizing it. It's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to be his last few days living in Chevy Chase before he moves to the new vice presidential residence. And we're going to send him off with a bang. And then they talk about what they're going to do at the deplorable. They say they're going to crash the deplorable. That's one of the inauguration balls. That's the one where the, really the people, it's not an elitist ball with a lot of VIPs. That's really kind of the people's ball. They called it the deplorable. And of course, they've had to relocate that now multiple times because of problems from these people. They're still planning on trying to infiltrate it and trying to create problems with it. They also talk about the things that they're going to do the day of the inauguration. They say they've got one group that has gotten a permit and a sound stage, and they're going to be working there, but they say we'll be doing everything else, for which we're not going to get a permit. They also say that they're going to try to block access to the inauguration. So there's a lot of interesting things that are going to be coming up with that. And again, there is a two-part expose. They went undercover, as Project Veritas always does. James O'Keefe has released part one of that today. We're going to play that when we come back from break. And then tomorrow, he is going to be live on the show talking about part two of this. It's kind of interesting. This is an undercover video that was shot at Ping Pong Pizza, which was at the center of the Pizzagate issue. So we're going to be right back with that report. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to be playing in the next hour a report from Alex Jones, Public Fears, Tactical Nukes, the Trump Inauguration. Also, we're going to be talking to Mark Dice. You remember last week in the wake of the Golden Globes that had happened, it was exactly a week ago, in the wake of the Golden Globes that had happened on Sunday, that fake movie award ceremony, and it truly is fake. I mean, look at what other people have said about it. Look at what the Hollywood Foreign Press Association is. It's a small group of people, kind of like the Washington Press Corps that is now bellyaching about having presumably lost their position of privilege and elitism. saying that they're going to have to mix with the hoi poi. You know, well, it was a week ago, it was Hollywood that was screaming loud about that. And, of course, the hoax that Meryl Streep bought into and helped to propagate about the fact that Donald Trump had singled out a reporter who was disabled, and Mark Dice completely destroyed that in a great video. We played that a week ago. We want to talk to Mark Dice about that. Also about a video that he had about abortion, where he asked people questions on the streets of California about abortion. Very, very good video. So we're going to have Mark Dice joining us in the next hour, and we're also going to be playing that special report from Alex Jones about what might happen at the Trump inauguration. Now, whether or not it's going to be tactical nukes, we have seen ample evidence and, of course, advertisements from people like Bill Ayers and others saying we want to disrupt the inauguration as much as we can. So they want to, and now we've got undercover investigations done by Project Veritas. The first part was released today. Part two is going to be released tomorrow, and James O'Keefe is going to join us to talk about that. But first, I want to play part one that was released today. This is part of Project Veritas infiltrating some of these groups to say that they're going to disrupt, to block, to release, in some cases, very smelly substances to make people have to evacuate the rooms. That's what they're talking about doing. Here's the undercover investigation from Project Veritas.
This is undercover video of potential criminal acts being planned. These organizers and activists are talking about setting off butyric acid into the ventilation system and setting off fire alarm sprinklers at a Trump inaugural ball later this week. What you're about to see is part one of our hidden camera investigation into the groups and organizations that seek to cause havoc and violence at the Trump inauguration in Washington, D.C.
I, Ronald Reagan.
I, George Herbert Walker Bush.
Preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
So help me God.
Please lock the doors. Please lock them. Lock them. Don't let them in.
Hey, I just want to say one thing to the person on the phone.
Can you please move on my way?
The next 4 years, we are going to fight Trump and everything he stands for with no quarter asked, no quarter given, no mercy of any kind.
Throw them all under the bus. I mean,
I like the idea of the goal being that they have to pull the inauguration inside.
Be prepared to help make the inauguration a guy closer.
Shortly after the election, we started getting tips that radical groups were planning to derail President-elect Trump's inauguration, perhaps even trying to shut down the city of Washington, D.C. Various groups, some old, some new, have gathered together under the Disrupt J20 umbrella. Progress Unity Fund, Workers' World Party, Americans Take Action, Answer Coalition, and many more. Today's investigation focuses on these guys from the D.C. Anti-Fascist Coalition.
The message has to be that, we do not recognize the city government either. If you try to close it down, we will look for your house, burn it. We will physically fight the police if they try to steal one of our places. We will go to war, you will lose.
Early on, one of our journalists was sent an email inviting him to a planning meeting. The discussion centered around disrupting the deplorable, a big pro-Trump inaugural ball scheduled the night before the inauguration.
I mean, it would be really interesting if you could stop them from having this world on call.
Yeah. It was at this meeting where we met Scott Green, Luke Kuhn, and Colin Dunn. They were very gung-ho and clearly well-versed in the dark arts of sabotage.
We don't really know what we're all there for, so we won't be... Okay, so this is, we don't have to use the word deplorable at all.
Yeah.
And things like that. So just in case there are yahoos in there.
Through emails, another meeting was set up at the infamous Comet Ping Pong Pizza Restaurant in Northwest Washington, D.C.
I was thinking of things that ruin the evening, ruin their outfits, or otherwise make it impossible to continue with their plans. Make sure they get nothing accomplished.
The Deplorable Ball is being held here at the National Press Club in downtown Washington, D.C. The plan, set off butyric acid stink bombs, forcing everyone to evacuate the premises.
Yeah, you have put a pint of butyric acid. I don't care how big the building is, it's closed and it's staying closed for a while.
And this stuff is like, it's very efficient. It's very, very smelly. It lasts a long time. And a little of it goes a long way.
Like, so repeat of the original plan to do pour that same stuff. And I can break the cans with a plunger, with a stiff rubber band, so I save the pin thing. So all you got to do is pull the pin, press the plunger, the whole pin.
Right, and that's kind of hard to hear that with the crowd noise there, but what they're saying is a little bit of this goes a long way. It's very efficient, and we're going to set that off. Now we'll have the rest of that posted on Infowars.com. And again, James O'Keefe is going to be joining us tomorrow to discuss not only this, but also part two that will be released tomorrow. It was also interesting, over the weekend, we saw these stories that came out. It came out first one Friday night. We had Washington Post saying that Donald Trump, or first it said it was going to be Obama, who was firing the head, the general of the District of Columbia's National Guard, and that he was going to be fired at 12:01, the minute after Donald Trump became president, this guy was going to be fired. And that seemed to be unusual. They said it was Obama, and so people looked at that and said, whoa, what are they, planning something here? They had D.C. city councilmen said, that's kind of strange to do that at that point in time. And they said, well, no, it wasn't Obama. Trump wanted to do that because he doesn't like this guy and he wants to get him out right away. And then they walked all of this stuff back in addition. So we wound up finally where this story got left. Washington Post changed the story on Trump firing the D.C. National Guard. They basically took it out. After raising everybody's eyebrows, they point out in Breitbart to make this unusual decision. So there's a lot of things that are very unusual about what's going on here. But the bottom line, folks, is that these people, the disrupt J20, the people who are planning to try to disrupt the inauguration, are the same people who have been trying to disrupt the election, who tried to disrupt the nomination process. Remember, they said, no, we don't want to have Donald Trump get nominated. We're going to try to organize a revolt with the electors to overrule what the people have chosen during the primaries. Then they said, we're going to try to organize a revolt with the Electoral College to overrule what the people wanted. Isn't it interesting that these communists always say that they represent the people, the masses of the people, when they really don't? They have nothing but contempt for the will of the people, contempt for the rule of law, contempt for democracy. And, you know, when I look at issues that I'm concerned about, I've never been a fan of demonstrations because of exactly what you see there. It brings out the worst elements on either side, and it turns into these types of Kristallnacht things, these types of Chicago convention things. I mean, this is what this is all about, folks. These are people who like to go through the streets just aching to create a riot, aching to burn a town down, aching to loot businesses, go through the black section of town and burn it and loot the businesses because they said that there was an issue with a black man and the police or whatever. They always do the wrong thing. There's ways to get change done. As I pointed out before, you have Bernie Sanders saying, look, I'll work with Donald Trump on rebuilding the infrastructure as long as he doesn't sell it off to foreign people. I'm all for helping him with that, saying I'll work with him on NAFTA. But then you got on the other side, you got these people like John Lewis, who start spreading lies around and say, well, he's totally illegitimate. I can't work with him. I got to shut him down. And that's what these people who are working on the inauguration are looking at. And of course, we're going to have a report from Alex Jones the next hour. Are they going to try to do something with a tactical nuke? He's going to report with that. And we've got Mark Dice is going to be joining us in the next hour. Before we get to that, though, I want to talk about Davos, because that's been happening over the weekend. Again, another one of these globalist elitist confabs like Bilderberg, except this is the one they want you to pay attention to. This is the one they invite the press to and say, here, come cover us. They invite the celebrities in to make this look pretty cool. Unlike Bilderberg, that they don't want you to even know that that exists. They used to make fun of people, calling us conspiracy theorists for even saying that there was such a thing as Bilderberg. Isn't it interesting how they have some meetings that they promote and other ones that they try to hide? Now, after it became common knowledge, I guess it was about 3 years ago, that was a tipping point at that point. And it got so much attention, primarily because the coverage of Alex Jones going there, that they started releasing their itinerary to the public to a limited degree. We still don't know what they talk about behind closed doors. And you still got people who are part of the biggest corporations, politicians, all getting together behind closed doors and talking. No problem with that, right? We shouldn't worry about that at all. But, of course, as we look at what the elitists are saying, the IMF is now, interestingly, boosting its growth forecast for the United States. The IMF, the International Monetary Fund, is raising its forecast for the U.S. economy this year, reports AP, reflecting an unexpected boost from the economic policies of President-elect Donald Trump. So here are the people who said it's going to be an absolute catastrophe if Trump is elected, and yet now they're raising the forecast. Their new outlook puts U.S. economic growth at 2.3% this year and 2.5% in 2018. That would be an improvement, says the AP, from the lackluster U.S. growth around 1.6% in 2016. Now, Donald Trump says he believes that his policies are going to bring annual growth to about 4%, so they're not up as high as Donald Trump, but even the IMF. And these are the people who are really a core group, obviously, with the globalists, the International Monetary Fund, these bankers, and they've gone through a policy that was identified under Robert McNamara. People criticize them for rent-seeking. They would go into developing countries. They would say, we want you to increase your welfare spending, and we're going to loan you the money to do it. And, of course, that's not money that they're going to get back. That's money that's just going down into non-productive. It's not the same as rebuilding Germany after World War II. This is putting it into non-productive areas. And so, of course, these people, it's not going to grow their economy. They're not going to be able to pay back those loans. It just basically turns them into renters, and it gives the people who are loaning them this money control over their infrastructure, control over their country. And so that is precisely what the globalists are trying to do to the United States and to Europe as well. That's the tactic of the bankers. But even they understand that Donald Trump's policies are going to be a boon for the American economy. Meanwhile, over the weekend, Donald Trump told a German paper that NATO is obsolete. Created a lot of stir there, but it is absolutely the truth. This is what Donald Trump said. He said it's obsolete, first, because it was designed many, many years ago. Secondly, countries are not paying what they should, what they agreed to. And third, it didn't have any way to effectively deal with terrorism. NATO hasn't done anything to protect us against the greatest threat, terrorism. So it's an obsolete design. And at the same time, he said that BMW would face a 35% import duty if they build BMWs in Mexico and then import them into the United States. So it created a lot of issues. He also went after Angela Merkel, said that she hurt Germany by letting all of these illegals into the country. And that shocked the European leaders, who are now at Davos. And the Washington Post points out that it has raised fears among the European elite. So you've got all these globalists looking for safe places that they can cower in Davos, because Davos itself is a safe place for the elitist at this moment. They say that, of course, over the weekend, he talked about how the European Union not only did he say that NATO was obsolete, that NATO was not serving the interests of the countries that are involved in it, and many of those countries are not paying their way. But he also said this. He said the European Union was a vehicle for German interests. Now, isn't that true? We all know that's true. And to underscore that, in the same article from the Washington Post, they go down as a retort to that. Who do they go to? Angela Merkel, the head of the German Republic. So he says, hey, the Germans are the ones who are running the EU. And so they come to Angela Merkel and they say, well, what do you have to say about that? Because they know she is that's true what he's saying about them. And she said, we Europeans, see, the royal we, Merkel speaks for Europe. Because the Germans, like Donald Trump said, are controlling the European Union. We Europeans, Merkel said, have our destiny in our own hands. Do you really? Do you really? I think the destiny of Europeans is in the hands of Angela Merkel and the EU right now, and that's why there is a massive revolt. As Reuters pointed out, these political leaders, these CEOs, these top bankers who are all meeting at Davos right now, they're not in a celebratory mood. They say beneath the veneer of optimism over the economic outlook lurks acute anxiety about the increasingly, listen to this, toxic political climate. Reuters is not a big fan of Donald Trump, are they? They call it a toxic political climate. Was it a toxic political climate when they got everybody's money and they set themselves up as rulers and owners of the world. They say Trump is the poster child for a new strain of populism. With elections looming in the Netherlands, France, Germany, and possibly Italy this year, there's nervousness amongst Davos attendees. They say, and of course they talk about the different topics that are going to be discussed at Davos. And remember going back to Bilderberg last year, remember that one of the topics that was there was the precariat? You know, the proletariat in a precarious position. And so here's some of the topics here. Squeezed and angry. How to fix the middle class. Politics of fear or rebellion of the forgotten. Tolerance at the tipping point. And the post-EU era. This is what they'll be talking about at Davos. And, of course, when they look at the precariat, the forgotten middle class, the people who have been ripped off by globalism, what's their solution? Universal basic income. Because just like the IMF did to the third world countries, they want to turn you into a renter, into a serf who doesn't own anything. They want to put you on welfare as a kind of soft kill. Contain you to the cities with Agenda 21 to make sure that you don't travel out. That's what they're coming at with universal basic income. That's how they're going to placate and control the precariat.
What happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong. We all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school. Morality had a future. And beef was for supper. Revelation. Dawn of global government.
We're the solution. Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
My name is Robin. I'm 47 years of age. I absolutely love One World Whey. It was about 5 years ago when a trainer told me it was the end-all of protein powders. One day when I ran out, I decided to try other brands. I spent 8 months and could not find a replacement. I went through tons of brands, types, and flavors, and almost all of them tasted unnatural and not pleasant. When it all boiled down, I came right back to One World Whey. I buy the cost-effective 5-pound container and my family craves their One World Whey too. I look forward to and enjoy having my One World Whey and feel great after I drink it. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for perfecting a protein powder in the product One World Whey. From taste to how it makes me and my family feel, you get an A++.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'm going to be joined in the next hour with Mark Dice, talking about the couple of special reports he's had recently. We played it a week ago when Meryl Streep was attacking Donald Trump in the wake of the Golden Globes. We're going to show that video and talk about that hoax line of attack. And, of course, it's just one of many Donald Trump is Adolf Hitler. Donald Trump is racist. Donald Trump made fun of a disabled reporter, and on and on and on. We're going to talk about that. But we're also going to talk about some reports that he's done on abortion as well. When they say that it's going to be difficult for Mike Pence and others and the Trump administration to do something to cut Planned Parenthood funding, understand that what they're saying is they're going to make it easier to kill children than to kill funding for Planned Parenthood. That's what that's truly about. Now, before we get back to what's going on at Davos, and I want to show you exactly what's happening there, and I want to show you what Donald Trump is going to do in terms of countering the globalists. We already see these lines of attack developing. But I just want to remind you that we have our 2017 Make Our Bodies Great Again initiative, the sale that we have at InfoWarsLife.com, discounts of 20 to 30% off. That will be ending soon. That's our New Year sale. That will be ending very soon. We've got 30% off Brain Force, Super Male Vitality, Survival Shield X2. We have 20% off things like Secret 12, Liver Shield, Knockout, Prostaguard, and many others you'll find at InfoWarsLife.com. Also, the new year brought a new line of products to InfoWars store. Over the past year, we've been working with some of the top special operators in the U.S. to source you the absolute highest quality of affordable body armor out there. So we've analyzed, working with some Army Rangers, and tested hundreds of different body armor technologies. Now we've partnered up with National Defense Labs to bring you advanced nanotechnology body armor. Up until now, this was only available to U.S. military and law enforcement. It's a patented form of carbon nanotube technology. It's the lightest, strongest, most flexible body armor on the market. Even though it's only a quarter of an inch thick, it is field tested to stop the most powerful pistol rounds in production. It's waterproof, super lightweight, made in the USA, and has a 20-year warranty. You can find that in all the various forms, from different types of vest to secure inserts that you can put in. You can find that at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, again, as we look at Davos, and they're talking about how these global elite are uncertain and they're upset and they're hiding in their safe places and that luxury resort, they talk about the fact that, and this is coming from the Wall Street Journal, they say, well, you know, the benefits have been mixed. You know, some of the wealthy countries have grown richer, but the benefits have kind of been disproportionately spread around. How disproportionately have they been spread around? Well, the AP has a story today, and you'll see this linked on the Drudge Report. The stark inequality, Oxfam says that only eight men, are as rich as half of the world, the bottom half of the income producers, people who are living, and they say 1 in 10 people live on less than $2 a day. Now, to give you an idea of how this wealth consolidation is going, these same people did this report just a year ago, and they said, isn't it outrageous, and it was, the 62 people had as much wealth as the bottom half. Now, it's gone from 62 people to just 8. Who are those 8? Well, people like this. Bill Gates, number one, who is always out there trying to find a solution for the fact that, you know, we've got all these people and we've got all these other issues. What is the thing that needs to go to zero? Well, maybe the people need to go to zero. You know, that's kind of what he implied with his reports, isn't it? We got Bill Gates, number one. We got Ortega. This is one guy I don't know of in Spain. Warren Buffett, Carlos Slim out of Mexico, of course, telecom billionaire and now owner of the New York Times. Jeff Bezos, Amazon, and now the owner of the Washington Post. Mark Zuckerberg, Facebook. Larry Ellison, a Silicon Valley billionaire with Oracle. And then, of course, Bloomberg. And when Bloomberg comes out and criticizes Donald Trump, you'll know why. Stay with us. We'll be right back. And Mark Dice is going to be joining us in the next hour.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.